With all the legitimate concerns about AIDS and avian flu, and we'll hear about that from the brilliant Dr. Brilliant later today, I want to talk about the other pandemic, which is cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, all of which are completely preventable for at least 95% of people just by changing diet and lifestyle. And what's happening is that there's a globalization of illness occurring. The people are starting to eat like us and live like us and die like us. And in one generation, for example, Asia has gone from having one of the lowest rates of heart disease and obesity and diabetes to one of the highest. And in Africa, cardiovascular disease equals the HIV and AIDS deaths in most countries. So there's a critical window of opportunity we have to make an important difference that can affect the lives of literally millions of people and practice preventive medicine on a global scale. Heart and blood vessel diseases still kill more people, not only in this country, but also worldwide than everything else combined, and yet it's completely preventable for almost everybody. It's not only preventable, it's actually reversible. And for the last almost 29 years, we've been able to show that by simply changing diet and lifestyle, using these very high-tech, expensive, state-of-the-art measures to prove how powerful these very simple and low-tech and low-cost interventions can be, like quantitative arteriography before and after a year and cardiac PET scans. We showed a few months ago, we published the first study showing that you can actually stop or reverse the progression of prostate cancer by making changes in diet and lifestyle. And 70% regression in the tumor growth or inhibition of the tumor growth compared to only 9% in the control group. And in the MRI and the MR spectroscopy here, the prostate tumor activity is shown in red. You can see it diminishing after a year.